News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN coming to you live from the city of Tonawanda at Gateway Park, getting ready for a big concert tonight. It is going to be a free concert featuring the music of A-List starting at 6 o'clock tonight, and then featuring the music of the Nerds Gone Wild starting at 8 right here at Gateway Park in Tonawanda. David Bellavia obviously is not with us because David is getting ready to receive the Medal of Honor in a ceremony 1 week from yesterday at the White House in Washington, D.C. And we have so many things we're going to get into today on News Radio 930 WBEN. We may very well get some guys from A-List to come on the show. We might get some guys from the Nerds Gone Wild. Nothing like having nerds on the program. We enjoy having nerds on the show. You know, I mentioned David Bellavia just a moment ago, and I just want you guys to know that this actually was one of the suggestions on how we could honor David Bellavia. I had been informed that this was all taken care of, but apparently I was misinformed. I will not take responsibility for the error because I had some bad information that was given to me by somebody else. But the people who are going to the Medal of Honor ceremony for David Bellavia, many of them are in dire financial circumstances, and this represents a major expense for the people, some of them, who are going to the Medal of Honor ceremony. And a GoFundMe page has been set up for those of David's friends and co-soldiers. If you would like to donate to offset the costs of travel for David's buddies, it would be greatly appreciated. And you can find the GoFundMe link if you go to the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page. Check it out, Bowerly and Bellavia, B-A-U-E-R-L-E and Bellavia. And it should be the first thing you see on the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page, your opportunity to make a financial donation so that people with whom David served and whom he has invited to his Medal of Honor ceremony will be able to do so without destroying the family exchequer. So if you want to make that donation, you can do so by going to the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page and clicking on the GoFundMe page. Now, of course, I could be nice and give you the link, but that wouldn't be so nice because it's one of those long website names, and I would probably lose you about right after the HTTP and the colon and the slash. Now, we have so many things, as I mentioned, that we're going to get into today, and one of them is weed. We're going to be getting into weed here at Gateway Park in Tonawanda, and in Albany, they have been discussing this and talking about this for I don't know how long, but it's been quite some time. It does not look like marijuana is going to be legalized by this session of the New York State Legislature. There is some conversation about maybe decriminalizing it. Now, in New York State, for small amounts of weed, I believe it has been decriminalized since the 1970s, if I'm not mistaken. That is to say, if you get caught with a small amount of weed, I believe that is just a violation, which is the lowest offense that you could possibly be charged with in New York State. There'd be a violation, there'd be a misdemeanor, there'd be a felony, but for small amounts of marijuana, it should be just a violation. I'm not sure if we talk about decriminalizing it in New York State, what exactly changes under decriminalization. Was not able to get that information, but in other words, it wouldn't be legalized, but it would be decriminalized. But usually if something is decriminalized, there is a maximum amount of weed that you would be allowed to have. It wouldn't be, you couldn't be driving around town with a garbage bag filled with weed. That is probably going to be frowned upon in most municipalities. And actually, in a lot of states where marijuana is legal, and even for some of the medical marijuana people, what generally happens is they have rules in place where you can't have it in the cabin of a car. You have to have it in your trunk or in the back part of your vehicle when you're going from the dispensary to whatever it is you call home. So I want to find out if decriminalizing, what should the New York State Legislature do? In your opinion and the way you see it, should pot be totally legalized? And by the way, if you're going to totally legalize something, can we please do away with this idea that, well, we're only going to let people grow six of their own plants? And I'll tell you why, because it is just such a transparent money grab by New York State. If you're going to limit people to growing only six plants a year, I've never grown marijuana, so I'm not sure how much marijuana one gets out of six plants, but it does not sound like it would be a terribly large amount of weed. And I get the distinct feeling that they don't want you growing it at home because they want to be able to charge about the same as your current dealer charges if you're into such a nefarious and evil thing to put into your body. So should marijuana be left as it is now, which I believe, and anybody can correct me on this if you want to, it is a violation for a small amount of weed, and then the more you have, the more of a problem it becomes for you in the criminal justice system, up to and including felonies. I mean, if you're going around with a garbage bag filled with weeds, I believe that is what is known as a felony. The exact weight could be found in the New York penal law, something to which I do not have ready access at this point, because we are doing a live show at Gateway Harbor, the Gateway Park, getting ready for A-List and Nerds Gone Wild. So if you were in charge and you could talk to your legislator right now, or you were a state senator, you were a state assembly person, would you want marijuana to be the way it is now? Would you want to further decriminalize it, or would you want it absolutely legal? And where I come down on this is I think it ought to be absolutely legal. I think you ought to be able to grow as much as you want. At the same time, I don't understand the attraction of going around your entire life in a weed haze. Because there is, I don't know, there's so much in life that you want to enjoy and you want to be straight for, and you want to be able to fully enjoy it and fully grasp all of its intricacies and textures. Well, Tom, that's exactly why we smoke weed. So that brings us to another question, which is, come on, be honest, talk to your friend Stewie. How often do you smoke weed? When did you start smoking weed? Do you think that weed is, in fact, the gateway drug? I've never bought that argument that once you start with weed, everything else, you know, one day you're smoking weed and the next day you're smoking crack cocaine. Because I've always viewed alcohol as the ultimate gateway drug. I don't think I've ever spoken with anybody who is a regular chronic drug user who did not start with alcohol. But because alcohol has been legal since the end of the Volstead Act and Prohibition, we don't think of alcohol as a drug, but alcohol is, in fact, as you, I'm sure, are well aware, a drug. So I never bought the argument about it being a gateway drug any more than alcohol is, any more than cow's milk is a gateway drug. It never made sense to me. I certainly know in my life, and of course this most certainly wouldn't apply to your humble host, but I've never met anybody in my life who, you know, who is admitted anyway to starting off with weed, and then they've got to go into everything else on a regular basis. Now, people might have experimented, but if we're talking about something being a gateway drug, I'm stretching my imagination here, and I'm going back in my memory to try to figure out anybody who has become a habitual user of anything else, and I'm coming up dry. Maybe if I gave it more thought, I'd think of some people, and maybe you know people in your life who have. But before anybody tells me that marijuana is a gateway drug, you have to seriously consider the idea that alcohol could very well be the gateway drug. And there are some municipalities, by the way, not all of them, so you're on your own on this, but some municipalities where, for all intents and purposes, weed is, if not de jure, de facto decriminalized. There are some municipalities you can literally walk by a cop smoking a joint and you're not going to get hassled. You might get a strange look, but you're not going to get hassled. People have told me that in the city of Buffalo, you know, they've been smoking at a concert in Buffalo. They've looked up, they've seen cops right by them, and the cops didn't do anything about them smoking weed. I think the unwritten rule, and again, this is an unwritten rule, so you can't use this as any kind of a defense. I'm just sharing with you stories that I hear from the trenches. The unwritten rule seems to be, as long as you're not causing another problem, as long as you're not causing another issue, you're not going to get hassled for the weed alone. Now, I suppose, which, by the way, strikes me as kind of funny, because if you were smoking a cigarette where you're not supposed to smoke a cigarette, they would probably be on you like white on rice. But if you're smoking a joint, you tend to get a lot of, shall we say, officer discretion directed at you. But I'm kind of curious of the Bowerly and Bellavia audience, how many dopers we have out there, how many potheads we have out there. Of course, this is nothing about which I can speak with any personal experience whatsoever. That would be so wrong. There is nothing I could possibly tell you about a mint chocolate chip craving at 3 o'clock in the morning. There's nothing I could possibly tell you about one of your pre-smoking ho-ho purchases at the local mini-mart. There is nothing I can add to that conversation, so I will need to have your cooperation enthusiastically as a caller and as an educated pot smoker to this program. When did you start smoking weed? How much do you smoke? Really, be honest. If you want to, you can hide your voice and you can use a fake name if you're so inclined. Every guy calling the show can be Jim for all I care. Every woman calling the show can be Jane for all I care. And here's another one to throw at you. Okay, what do you do What do you do in 2019 if your kid, you catch your kid smoking weed? Is this something for which you are going to discipline your child? Will there be ramifications at home? Would you rather your kid smoke weed or smoke cigars or cigarettes? Of course, typically speaking, teenagers really aren't into cigars. I suppose my family would have to be the exception to that. Both the son and the daughter, I guess, learn from daddy on that. So we're going to focus a little bit on marijuana, weed, pot right now. The state legislature is not going to move in any way, shape, or form. So it looks right now, keeping in mind that everything is fluid, everything is dynamic, and everything can change. As it looks right now, it will not change by the end of the session, which is actually coming up in a few hours. Where should New York State be on weed? And more importantly, where are you on weed? I think it ought to be legal. I will confess, though, that I am a little bit concerned about people smoking while they're driving. And I will tell you why this is a concern of mine, because one of my favorite shows, when I'm not catching up with and binge-watching Deadwood, one of my favorite shows is Live PD. And it amazes me the number of vehicles that are pulled over in a routine vehicle and traffic stop, okay? You've got something hanging from the rearview mirror. You've got a brake light out. You've got a rear running light out. And I am stunned. I would say on Live PD, about 90 to 95% of the cars that are pulled over on routine stops either have somebody who is smoking, somebody who has recently smoked, so it's in the air, and, you know, you can only use the excuse that you hit a skunk so many times and in so many scenarios, and it just starts to be baloney. Or there is weed in the car. And as it stands, if they smell weed in your car, that gives them a probable cause to search your vehicle. If they smell the pot, they can search your vehicle. And if you've got a small amount of weed in the car, I'm not a lawyer, all right? My daughter has the Juris Doctor degree in the family. I'm not a lawyer. But just based on personal observation, personal experience, and the tales from Live PD, if you've got a small amount of weed in the car and the cop says, I smell something in the car, do you have weed with me? I'm going to tell you that I think your best bet is to say, yes, I do. May I give it to you? Would you like to see where it is? Because at the very worst, all you're going to get is a vehicle and traffic ticket, or something that is the equivalent of a vehicle and traffic ticket known as a violation. That's the worst you can get. I've heard plenty of stories about people who've had a small amount of weed that would fall within the violation category of New York State, and the officer has confiscated it, has dumped it on the ground, and has spread it around with his or her foot. It's not that big a deal. And one of the ways you can really piss off a cop is to basically challenge his or her intelligence. If the cop smells weed, okay, the cop knows that you've got weed in the car. So in my opinion, if one of my passengers, because it certainly wouldn't be me, but if one of my passengers happened to have weed in the pocket, you better believe that I would insist they cough it up and present it to the officer and take the ticket if needed, or just watch the weed get scrushed around on the sidewalk or on the pavement if at all possible. By the way, I'd love to hear from cops on this. Is this going to cause a problem? If pot is further decriminalized, or if it is legalized in New York State, how much more difficult does this make your job? Because I'm not going to lie to you, it is a concern to me that people are going to be driving around baked. And I don't know how people, you know, react to marijuana, but I know that some people have been known to get tired. Some people get paranoid on weed. Some people get very, very hungry on weed. Some people mellow out and become very, very chill. It is far and few between the number of people who go berserk on marijuana. It does happen, but it is a very infrequent thing. Most cops would much rather respond to somebody who is stoned on weed than somebody who is blitzed out of their mind on alcohol. Alcohol tends to produce a more belligerent drunk, and I'm speaking in generalities. This is not true in all cases. Alcohol tends to produce a more belligerent drunk, and pot tends to produce somebody who's more concerned about the next Twinkie fix than trying to beat up the cops. And the one thing I do need to tell you about, though, and this is good for the especially for those of you with the medical marijuana, where you're going to have to produce ID, and that is you are not allowed to have a pistol permit and a medical marijuana card. And that is not New York State. That is a federal ATF situation. You can't be a medicinal marijuana patient and have a pistol permit without running the risk of having your pistol permit revoked. If you look at your pistol permit, chances are it will say good until revoked, which always bothered me because that always operated on the presumption in my mind that it was going to be revoked at some point. So I'd like to see that change. Good unless revoked. But when they say good until revoked, that almost takes it as a presupposition that it's going to be at some point, unless they maybe know something that we don't. Let's go to Tony in Cheektowaga. Tony, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show. Hey. Phil, I'm going to ask you to control the phones, and it's Tony. Hello.
Yes, Tom. How are you?
Hi, Tony.
Hi. So I'm actually 23 years old, and I've never actually been high, so I don't actually care either way.
Have you ever tried weed? Have you ever inhaled, but you just didn't get high?
No, I'm not.
Because I'm told that the first time people smoke weed, they often don't get high. It takes the second time before they develop the desired chemical response in the brain.
No, I was kind of an endurance athlete my entire middle school, high school career, so it never appealed to me to smoke anything. So I never really was around it. The one thing that does concern me is that there's no real way for anybody to tell how intoxicated somebody is off of it, especially when they're driving.
Well, when in doubt, they'll do a blood draw, but that's usually a situation when somebody is just visibly blitzed or they've been in a serious accident.
Yeah. But as far as the legality, if it were to go to court and say, well, you were high on weed, and someone says, well, prove it, if there's a low threshold and somebody has a tolerance, it's going to be hard to prove either way.
Well, you know, in a way, though, it's the same way with alcohol. A veteran drinker could have a 0.10 blood alcohol content and probably be able to drive as well drunk as they do sober because they're so used to it. I mean, you take somebody who's been drinking a lot for 30 years, and that becomes their new norm.
Yeah.
Like people adjust their body chemistries to painkillers, which is why people run into issues with painkillers, because there's a tendency to overdo the painkillers because your body develops what is known as a tolerance.
Yep.
So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, and I'm not encouraging anybody to try this, by the way, as an experiment, but it wouldn't surprise me to find that out.
Yeah, and one of the only pros is the tax revenue, because in New York State, you know they're going to tax it as much as they possibly can.
Well, we'll have millions of illegal invaders to take care of, so you might have a point.
Yeah, and what was it? The state of Colorado was able to balance out their education budget in the first month, which is crazy that you would think they would fund education through weed. But
they've also seen a concomitant increase in the number of motor vehicle crashes and fatalities. Now, have those crashes been the result of marijuana? I don't know. But there does seem to be a correlation between legalized weed in Colorado and the number of accidents and fatalities on the road.
Yep, that and there's also an upkick in social services as well, as far as like CPS. And since it is so expensive when it is taxed, there's still a black market. And if people still want to do it legally, they're going to start doing things they shouldn't be doing to get the money they could buy it legally. So,
yeah, Tony, hold on, because I got to put you on hold because we need to get a break in on WBEN. Powerly and Bellavia, I believe I hear the sound of a bong in the background. I could be wrong. It's tough to know whether that's Phil or it's part of the sound there we're just playing. Anyway, we're live at Gateway Park in Tonawanda. It is the Nerds Gone Wild at 8 o'clock. Before that, A-List starting at 6 o'clock, a great concert on the water in Tonawanda, North Tonawanda. This year it's on the Tonawanda side because the North Tonawanda side is experiencing some construction and stuff. So the show itself starts at 6 with A-List. And don't think that A-List is a slouch band. A-List is outstanding. I saw them play on New Year's Eve at Banchetti's this year, and they are out of this world. They are all just extremely talented musicians. There is no way in hell I'll con them into letting me play songs with those guys. They are just way too good. And then the Nerds Gone Wild will take to the stage at 8 o'clock tonight. Also, let's see, The Erie County Clerk, Mickey Kearns, is going to be talking about illegals and driver's licenses tonight at 7 o'clock at the Weber VFW post in Lackawanna, and he's going to be answering questions from the audience as well. Mickey Kearns is going to be talking to the 1791 Society. Again, that'll be 7 o'clock tonight at the Weber VFW post. And one more mention here I want to get out, and that is there is a GoFundMe that has been set up to help David Bellavia's buddies get down to the ceremony where David will be awarded the Medal of Honor this coming Tuesday. So if you can make a financial contribution to help some of David's buddies and the families of those who did not make it home get to Washington, D.C. for the David Bellavia Medal of Honor ceremony, you can go to the GoFundMe link, which is set up on the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page, and make your donation as you see fit. So should New York further decriminalize weed? Should it legalize weed? Or should it just keep things status quo? Which, really, guys, marijuana in New York State for small amounts of weed is no big deal. If you're caught with 25 grams or less on the first offense, the maximum fine you're going to get is $100. $100. And I don't even know. It says here, according to the normal website, it's not classified. So I'm not even sure if it's still a violation or not. It would have to be something, I reckon, in order to fine you. I got to look that up during the next break. But 25 grams or less is a $100 fine for the first offense. Now, what is 25 grams? So I figured out none of us know the metric system at all. A nickel weighs 5 grams. So put 5 nickels in your hand, and that would be 25 grams. So if you've got weed that is more than 25 grams, that is a $100 fine. 25 grams or less, I should say, that's a $100 fine. If you have more than 25 grams, all the way up to 2 ounces, it's a misdemeanor. You could go away for 3 months, but I really doubt it, and that is a maximum fine of $500. So New York State has already fundamentally decriminalized weed. In other words, your first offense for a small amount of weed, you're not going to Attica. And that really wasn't the case under the Rockefeller drug laws, which were very, and some of which are still on the book, which are very, very tough and very, very strict and extremely ineffective. They don't work. Last I checked, it's pretty easy to find. Let's go to Tony again in Cheektowaga. Tony has never smoked weed at all. He's kept his body pure for the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My body's a temple.
Your body is a temple. Mine is more like a Walmart.
Wow.
It's a Walmart on a Saturday morning at 3 a.m. is what it is.
Yikes. Well, I'm sorry to hear. But
thank you.
but as far as the criminalization, I don't think people's lives should be ruined because they have weed on them. But with that said, 2 ounces of weed to still be a misdemeanor, that's a lot of weed. So I'm thinking if you have anything more than that, obviously going to be more than a recreational thing. So,
well, I mean, you might actually be getting ready for a party. You might have 2 ounces on hand for a party. You might have 8 ounces on hand for a party. I'm not sure how much of this stuff people smoke, but...
Well, then you might just be rolling the dice at that point.
I mean, I think the underlying principle here is they didn't want individuals to be punished in a very, very stern way for using weed, but they still wanted to have dominion over the people who are selling weed, probably operating under the theory that if they're selling weed, what else are they selling?
Yeah.
But see, I think all drugs ought to be legalized. I think what somebody puts into their body is their own business. It's between them and their doctor. To me, it's never been a law enforcement issue.
That's fair, because most people are going to do whatever they want anyways. If they're going to go looking for drugs, they don't really care.
I mean, dude, seriously, if I put a pound of cocaine in front of you, are you going to touch it?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to sell it, obviously.
Oh, you're going to sell it? Oh, my God. That's not the answer I was looking for. You're not going to do it yourself.
No.
Oh, my God, that was actually quite funny and humorous. All right, Tony, anything else you want to add in with?
No, just... Thank you for your time, and give Dave my regards, all right?
All right, thanks very much. We've actually not texted back and forth this week, unfortunately, but I'll give him grief this weekend. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN, and this is Sam in Williamsville. Sam, you are on Bowerly and Bellavia. Welcome to the show.
Hey, no problem. It puzzles me that it's really taking this long to both either decriminalize or legalize. And I don't know how the political system works in detail, but and how they facilitate these things. But
well, if you want to pass it, what you got to do is tell the Assembly and the State Senate and the governor that it's all about illegal immigrants, that illegal immigrants want their weed, and then they will get off the pot and act immediately.
You always have this. I love it. But the I don't know. I just sort of consider it. It's a process that creatively can be facilitated to closure. All right. And even if they miss the mark, all right, and they've got so many benchmarks from Colorado, I don't know how many states, a dozen. And then you go to other countries and look at other countries in terms of the database of countries. And it amazes me that these supposedly intelligent people cannot come to some reasonable solution, at least now, and then, you know, they can always conditionally revise it later. But it seems like they're seeing a lot of ghosts, you know, that this thing's going to be a really bad thing or something. And it really isn't, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, one has to ask the question logically, what would change if marijuana was legalized tomorrow? Because a lot of cops are not even bothering to write the $100 ticket for first-time offenders. A lot of cops look the other way. I mean, I've heard stories from people who were smoking a joint, didn't even realize a cop was standing right next to them, and they looked up kind of sheepishly, and the cop didn't do anything.
Yeah, I think they would go through what they would refer to as something like reasonable suspicion training. If they noticed certain features, and then they would have to come up with, some form of, driving while impaired, similar to alcohol, I guess.
If you're smoking in your car and a cop pulls up next to you and the odor of marijuana is in the air, you're getting pulled over and you're probably going to get written up if the driver is smoking weed. If you're standing at a concert downtown, you're probably not going to get hassled. I say probably because there's always a chance you could be.
Correct.
In Texas, it's still a felony. In Texas, you're busted with a joint, it can be a felony.
Yeah, I know. That's the stupidity of it all, in my opinion.
You know, the one thing I don't see listed with the marijuana laws in New York State is the vaping equipment, the cartridges people use. I don't see any law regarding that. I just see the weed itself.
Don't know.
So, are you a smoker of marijuana, Sam?
No, not at this time. But
you were a smoker of marijuana.
I went to college and I did smoke in college occasionally. And my understanding is that 50% of college students have tried or do smoke on a regular basis.
I may have tried it. In fact, I think I admitted that on network TV back in whenever it was, the year 2000. I certainly tried it.
Yeah, but do I?
How many occasions I tried it, I won't tell you.
Yeah, I do.
You can try something 1,000 times.
But I can tell you, I don't understand how these things get so cotton-picking complicated. And it must be because we've got Democrats, Republicans, and but my understanding.
Let me just interrupt and break it all down for you. In New York State, what could possibly make common sense look the other way? Come on, we know what New York State is all about. Welcome to New York State, toll booth ahead. Thank you, Sandy Beach. This is about the money. They're trying to figure out how to whack up the money. That's what this is about. That's why we're having the delay. They're trying to make sure that New York State can make a fortune off of legalizing marijuana, and they're trying to figure out exactly by what mechanism that's going to happen and what the formulary is going to be.
Yeah, which they are going to do without any questions. They're going to make some money off this thing.
Of course. If New York State didn't think it could make money off of it, this wouldn't even be talked about.
Probably right. Maybe that's the holdup.
Because there aren't many, unlike illegals, there aren't many politicians who are going to campaign for the pot smoker vote, you know?
Yeah, but wouldn't you think that they would be able to sort of like, you know, just come up with something that everybody's agreeable to, you know, conditionally that, you know, just like the state can do anyway. I mean, they can raise your taxes. I mean, and later they can I don't know, they can lower the tax on it or, you know, increase it, whatever. You know, they're going to make a ton of money.
All right. Thank you very much, Sam. I appreciate the call. They're going to have to figure out, too, how they're going to price it so that they're not outpriced by the street dealer. Because if somebody's been using the same supplier of weed for 20 years and suddenly the state is offering legal marijuana, but the legal marijuana is going to cost you $20 more a week than is the street dealer, you're going to stay with your street dealer. Let's go to, and some of them make deliveries from what I hear. Let's go to Rick on WBEN line one. Rick, should New York State further decriminalize weed, legalize weed, or what? Rick, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show. Rick in Lewiston.
By the way.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick.
No problem.
Sorry, I've got very, very small print here on this laptop computer and very bad eyes.
No problem at all. Yeah, I absolutely believe that it should be legalized. I think that as of now, I feel like it's unconstitutional that they don't even let us. As long as you're doing no harm, I should be able to do whatever the heck I want with my own body.
I don't disagree with you. Any issue you've got with any other drug, including marijuana and anything else, to me, that's a medical issue. That's between you and your doctor.
Agreed. I agree 100%. I think especially with weed, it has medicinal purposes. You can get opioids from a doctor by just going in the hospital and saying you're in some kind of pain. They're not even allowed to argue with you. But you can smoke weed, which could prevent you from getting addicted to something that can do serious damage to your body. I've seen people who've got addicted to opioids just because they had like a broken leg and their doctor prescribed them a ton of opioids and they got used to them.
Now, we've certainly done a lot of show on opioids, no doubt. But, you know, I also have run into people who I think go through most of their lives half-baked, and I don't think that's any way to live either.
Oh, I totally agree with that. It's like anything, you should have some sort of, you know, you can overdo anything. But I think that
it's their choice, don't get me wrong. It's their choice. It's between them, their body, and their doctor. But I don't really see the point of getting up in the morning, getting baked, at lunch, getting baked, at dinner, getting baked. I mean, I don't know. It just seems to me like you might want to experience reality once in a while.
Well, yeah, I agree 100%, but that's the same thing as drinking. You know, some people get up and drink all day long, too.
Hey, leave me out of this. Hold on, if you would, Nick, and I apologize for calling you Rick. I've moved the computer closer to me. WBEN7 First Alert Forecast. It is Buffalo Wing Wednesday at Salem Field. Bisons against Indy, 7:05 is the first pitch, partly cloudy and 75 degrees. The forecast itself tomorrow, cool and a soaking rain. That sounds promising. The high temperature just 67 degrees. Ugh. Then Friday, it gets better. Friday, sun and clouds with a high temperature of 70. Saturday, sun and clouds, 75. And Sunday, partly cloudy and 78 degrees. Right now, it is 80 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So it doesn't look like Albany is going to get its act together when it comes to marijuana during this session of the state legislature. And obviously, because illegal invaders are not involved, there's no pressing need to get this done. So should New York State legalize or further decriminalize marijuana? But I'm really interested in the Bowerly and Bellavia audience and what you guys do as far as weed is concerned. Are you pot smokers? Is the Bowerly and Bellavia audience a bunch of pot smokers or a bunch of abstainers? And if you are a smoker, how often exactly is it that you smoke? 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go back to line one, and Nick in Lewiston. You were saying, Nick.
Yeah. So first of all, I will say that, yeah, I do smoke. You know, nights and weekends, just like anyone would drink. And I just think that, especially with the fact that now they're giving licenses to illegal immigrants, and you're telling someone who's a legal citizen in the United States that they can't smoke a plant that grows out of the ground. And it baffles me. Honestly, it baffles me how we got to this point. And I understand, like you were saying with the last caller, it's all about money. But it really just, sometimes it just makes me sad that we could get to this point where someone can't even get medicine that would help them, but yet they can go and...
Well, they can now. We have provisions in the law for medical marijuana.
True.
But on the other hand, the other laws have not caught up with the medical marijuana statutes because ATF means, I mean, basically, what the situation there, federal law, you can't get a medical marijuana card without running the risk of losing your pistol permit. That's not New York State. That's a federal statute.
Yeah, which is, I think, ridiculous.
Well, I don't disagree with you, because if something is legal, there oughtn't to be criminal sanctions or there shouldn't be any punitive measures that a government can take because you are doing something that is entirely legal in your state of residence.
Oh, yeah, no, I was agreeing with you. I don't think that, like, if you apply for something and get it legally through your state, then the federal government can come and say, well, hey, it's legal, but we're also going to penalize you for it.
Yeah, you are at risk of losing your pistol permit. All right, Nick, I'm going to ask you to wrap it up. Last thought from Nick.
No, I'm just to reiterate, yeah, I think 100% legalization. I think we need as much freedom as we can get these days.
Are you going to go so far as I go and say that all drugs ought to be legalized and drugs ought to be a matter between you, your body, and your doctor?
100%.
Yeah, I mean, to me, when we start talking about freedom and liberty in the United States, that is one measure, just one metric of how much freedom we really have. And if we call ourselves a free country and we still throw people in prison for possessing small amounts of the other stuff, then that doesn't make a lot of sense. That, to me, is a medical issue. It's not a criminal justice issue. And if you want to do away with the cartels overnight, legalize the stuff, regulate it, make sure it's pure, and then sell it. But that's a little radical.